Charlotte Douglas Airport's calling card has long been low cost for airlines, the lowest cost actually. CLT is the cheapest of the nation's 25 largest airports for airlines to drop or collect passengers. The airport moves more passengers using less space than any other and employs less than half the average number of employees. But that thriftiness is creating its own costs, according to new reports. Mishandled contracts and payments from a lack of oversight. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
There's an office building on the southern tip of Charlotte Douglas, the standard blue and white airport paint job. But go inside and you'll find dogs and cats, maybe some gerbils. It's the city's animal control office. It's on airport land and the city pays rent. But an analysis by law firm Anderson and Krieger found the airport undercharged by more than $1 million in the last 6 years. Ditto a CMPD helicopter hangar by about $300,000. City officials plan to reimburse the airport in coming months, but Interim Aviation Director Brent Kegel says the low rent is a symptom of a larger problem.
This is a lack of administrative oversight, a lack of policies and procedures and proper internal controls. And so we know now.
Two other reports from the accounting firm McGladrey revealed widespread problems with how the airport tracks contracts and payments. For instance, no one double checks sales figures from rental car companies, which the airport gets a cut of. In another case, employees couldn't find the contract with Continental Airlines for housekeeping services. Kegel says the root of the problem is how fast the airport has grown. It's more than quadrupled in size since the early 1980s.
In an airport this large, with as many revenue-producing contracts as we have, it's not best practice to say, hey, one person, manage that and don't let anything slip through the cracks.
Yep. For the about 200 contracts with airlines, shops, and construction crews, the airport has one dedicated employee. Kegel says the airport is adding staff for a payment and contracts office, as well as upgrading software to fix the problems. And he agrees with the report's findings generally. After all, he commissioned them soon after taking over from longtime aviation director Jerry Orr last year. Orr is widely credited with nourishing CLT into the nation's sixth busiest airport by keeping costs low. Kegel has pushed for more spending.
You know, there was kind of this underlying thought out there that in Charlotte, you can't increase the budget without the airlines viewing this as a threat, that maybe we'll lose it. We increased the budget with the airline support. There is a way to do that.
Earlier this year, Kegel raised parking rates, while the city council increased Charlotte Douglas's personnel budget 45%. Much of that was for bus drivers who are being paid as temporary workers, although they work full time. It also includes a new airport auditor. The reports provide ammunition. The airport needs the investment. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.